We're in the middle of the Siman Reish Mamchas. So we basically did Aleph and Beis. Just want to touch on the two Ramos slightly that we didn't go through too well. Let's go back to Reish Mamchas Aleph. We'll go through them quickly. Reish Mamchas Aleph, yeah? Shulchan Aruch. Mutter lehaflik basvina field Erev Shabbos im holoch l'dvar mitzvah. If he's going to a Dvar mitzvah, he's allowed to go on a boat even Erev Shabbos. He has to make a t'nai that they're going to stop the boat, whatever that means on Shabbos. But in the end, if they don't actually do it, it's okay. It's no problem. But if he's going for something that's not a mitzvah, he can't get on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. Which we said is machlokas Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or it's considered Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Machlokas Magen Avraham Gra. So Agava, yesterday I was in Kalev, I think it was, between Mincha and Maariv, and they have the Rabbi Asher speaks. So he was speaking on Hilchas Kibud Av V'Em. A son is not allowed to argue with his father, right? So he said, what about in a halachic debate? So this is a machlokes between whether he has to make a t'nai with the driver of the boat to stop or not is a machlokes to Rebbe and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was Rebbe's father. So you see that Rebbe's arguing with his father. So this whole discussion, I'm not holding the sugya, but that's Mamish. He mentioned this. He mentioned that there are a bunch of machlokim all over Shas between Rebbe and Rosh Bag, and he also mentioned the tour and the rush. The tour argues on the rush. So one of the, even Medayik, I think in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe a son can argue on his father, not in front of the father. Maybe in front of the father he can't, but let's see if the father's not alive anymore, or not in front of the father, Mamish, maybe that's different. Anyway, this is one of the big Mar Makomas, and that's sugya because this is machlokes to Rebbe and his father, and it came up in Halacha. Because the Sharatim brought down, usually we say halacha kirebi mechavero. Halacha is like Rebbe over his friends. Who are his friends? His contemporaries, his peers. Velo me aviv. But halacha is not like Rebbe when he's arguing on his father. Yeah, that's all discussion. We're passing like Rebbe, Reshbag. Reshbag says he doesn't have to make it tonight. Rebbe says he does. The Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam, that he does. The tour says he doesn't, and the Sharatim dug up a rach, which wasn't available in earlier generations. We're not talking about a short ride. We're talking about he's going to be on the boat on Shabbos. That's what everyone tries to figure out. If he's going to be on the boat on Shabbos anyway, what does it matter if he gets on the boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Either way, he's going to be on the boat on Shabbos. Shouldn't make a difference. Okay, so that's, we spoke about that at length when we last time we did this. Okay, let's look at the Ramah. It's going to be mutter to go on the boat more than 3 days before Shabbos. Meaning you're getting on the boat, let's say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Even if the boat is being dragged by animals. They used to have, I don't know how this works exactly, but they would have animals on the beach. And somehow, very long ropes. And they would somehow be pulling the boat. I don't know how the boat doesn't get stuck on the shore, but somehow they'd be pulling the boat, and that would work. And that's going to be mutter. Even if the water is not asara tvachim deep. That we discussed last time also. We'll get more into it. Is a tchum discussion. Then, even if in the end there's going to be a pikuach nefesh situation, the guy's going to have to be mechal Shabbos, that's okay, because pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos. Now, within the first 3 days, this is the famous Balamor, the 3 days before Shabbos, our job is to make sure that we're not going to be in a pikuach nefesh situation that's going to force us and allow us to be mechal Shabbos. But before that, we don't have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you don't have to worry about next Shabbos. So you just do whatever you need to do. If in the end he's in a pikuach nefesh situation on Shabbos, so then he's allowed to be doche Shabbos. Okay, let's stop over here. So here the Ramah says you're allowed to be on these boats even if they're being pulled by animals. Okay, well, we have to continue because there's another. The next Ramah says the same thing. Okay. V'imhu derech mu'at, if it's a short trip, this is what you're discussing. Kamo mitzor litzidon, it's a one-day trip. She'im v'neim ki mahalach yom echad. So then, mutu achli v'er Shabbos v'boki. You're allowed to go even on Friday. We don't require that you know you're going to get there before Shabbos. Now, if you can get off a boat on Shabbos, we're going to discuss. But are you allowed to get on that boat? If it's possible for the boat to land before, to get there before Shabbos, so then he's allowed to get on the boat. If it's a whole day trip and he's leaving late, instead of leaving at 6 in the morning, he leaves at 8 in the morning, then they say he's not allowed to. But if it's possible for him to get there that day, it's okay. In places where they had a minig, it's discussed in the Gemara in Makom Shenogu and Psachim. So if the minig is, they have a minig not to get on a boat Erev Shabbos at all, even for a short trip, so then he has to follow the minig. Okay, let's go into Beis and then we'll see the Rama over there. So we said there were 5 different reasons. Hatam, so here's the reason of the rish. Mishum oneg Shabbos shekol shoshiyam rishonim yeshan tzar ubilbo. For 3 days, people get seasick. After 3 days, so you can't get on the boat. Let's say it's a machlokes again. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we can't get on the boat. Why? Because he'll be seasick, and that will ruin his oneg Shabbos shekol. But if you get on the boat earlier in the week, so by the time Shabbos comes, you're already used to the seasickness, and you won't be seasick anymore. You'll be able to enjoy Shabbos. It's only certain types of sea oceans that have salty water. But a regular river, ancient tzar, the mafligim, and people don't get seasick on regular rivers. And therefore, according to this reason, so there would be no problem getting on a boat. According to the Rif, the whole problem is seasick. It's only on big oceans that people get seasick. So there's a problem. We're going to discuss this also. It's a pasha, but this whole discussion about there's a problem of tchum Shabbos. The whole discussion is there a problem of the tchum above 10 tfachim from the ground? The ground is the floor of the ocean. So usually you're more than 10 tfachim above the ocean. So it could be there's no problem there of tchumin at all. So now he's saying, this is as long as you know, he doesn't know that it's not 10 tfachim. But if he does know that it's less than 10 tfachim, so then it's going to be usher, because that's for sure a tchum problem. He knows it's very shallow over there. So then there's going to be a tchum problem. Okay, we're going to get more into that in the coming days. Fine. Hagah. V'chein b'sfina sheitzter chayisor lava day melacha b'shabbos. Also, the kones b'shlosh yamim kodem b'shabbos. If he's going to have to do melacha on Shabbos, because he's not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos, period. Unless it's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. But he can't, within 3 days, he can't put himself into a pikuach nefesh situation. That's what they talk about. If a person can schedule a surgery that's going to require post-surgery pikuach nefesh chilul Shabbos, so he should do this. If he has the choice, he should do the surgery within the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If it's not urgent, obviously, and if he can schedule it, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's supposed to be already focused on Shabbos and not put himself into a situation that can cause pikuach nefesh, that will cause chilul Shabbos. They also talk about, let's say, the oneg Shabbos shebo, if he has a tooth pulled or something that, there's a whole discussion, how painful is the tooth pull and how long is it going to take for him to recover from that. But if it's going to scare his oneg Shabbos, he shouldn't do that on Friday if he's not going to be able to eat anything normal, or it's going to scare his oneg Shabbos. But again, that's only something focused on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Friday. Okay, how go? V'chein b'sinish. Okay, we did that. Afilayim naharos hanovim mi lamala me asara. Again, so it's weaving all these different 5 different reasons that we discussed. What's the 5 reasons again? Either he'll have to be mechal Shabbos, or the guy is going to be mechal Shabbos for him, which is really only relevant if it's like your personal private boat, or there's a tchum problem. So, you know, again, Only within the first 3 days do we worry about next Shabbos. Is that true by Tzchumen? I don't know. Put that on hold. And then we have the Rif Oneg Shabbos. And then the Rach has this, it looks like he's swimming, which is going to come up more when we get into the boat actually leaving on Shabbos. That's going to play more of a role. And then continues Ramavel. Ein isa b'mashe behemos moshkos hasfine besas anahar l'domi l'alicha b'karo n'sha'asa. So you're not allowed to go in a horse and buggy. You're not allowed to be in a buggy on Shabbos that's being drawn by horses. Okay, but you are allowed to be in a boat on Shabbos that's being drawn by those same horses. Yeah.
If you're taking a boat, let's say Europe to America.
Europe to America.
Lots of people did that, many years ago. So that, I mean, that takes more than. I mean, I'm saying if you give yourself more than 3 days, you still know you're going to be traveling on Shabbos.
Yeah, they know they're going to be traveling on Shabbos. The 3 days has nothing to do with they're not going to be there on Shabbos. So that's only relevant to leaving on Erev Shabbos. If he could get there before Shabbos, then he has this heter. But when he knows he's going to be there on Shabbos, so that's what all the posting will bother. I mean, if we say the first 3 days of the week he knows he'll land before Shabbos, the last 3 days he won't, so then we know the answer to the question, what's the difference? They're all assuming no, he's going to be in the boat on Shabbos.
Okay, so what do you gain by leaving in the early part of the week?
Gain by leaving in the early part of the week if you're dealing with Onik Shabbos. According to the Rif, he's getting used to it, so he's not going to stare at Onik Shabbos. According to the Baal Mor and the Ramban, which it focuses on, and possibly the Tchumen, possibly. So, the first 3 days is the 3 days. It's based on a Gemara, I think, maybe in the Darim, that let's say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is called before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you have to concentrate on Shabbos or focus on Shabbos. You can't put yourself into a situation that's going to lead to pikuach nefesh that's going to force you to mechal Shabbos. But the first 3 days of the week is really, it's called after Shabbos. After Shabbos, I don't have to worry, I'm still eating leftover chon. I don't have to worry about next Shabbos, and if he's in a pikuach nefesh situation, he has to be mechal Shabbos, and he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But he's not obligated at the beginning of the week to prevent himself from being in a pikuach nefesh situation that's going to force him to be mechal Shabbos. He doesn't have to worry about that first 3 days of the week.
That's what I'm really relating to. Because if you're talking about, let's say that iser or that possible iser that you don't want to come to a situation where you might have to mechal Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. So then if you know you're going on this huge trip, that you don't, again, you don't really gain anything by leaving earlier, right? I said the 3 years doesn't help that situation. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have to concern myself Sunday, Monday, Tuesday when I get on a boat that I might be putting myself into a pikuach nefesh situation that will force me to be mechal Shabbos.
It might
end up happening, but I didn't do anything wrong by getting on that boat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I am doing something wrong Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. No, because I don't have to think about it. I don't have the chiyuv. Like 30 days before Pesach, I have to think about. I have to start worrying about chametz.
Well, you get into the boat on Sunday, so the thing about it's true that
I don't have to worry about the fact that I might be putting myself into pikuach nefesh that will force me to
chal Shabbos. Even though you're there for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so what's with these? What's the difference between animals pulling a boat, which is mutter, and animals pulling a wagon, which is usur? So it's very related to Simon Shin Hay, which we'll get to. The Taz over here says that the reason that you can't be in a wagon pulled by animals is maybe you'll get out of the wagon and you'll walk be'isser. Because it's chumen, and that's not shaykh over here because you ain't getting out of the boat to walk or swim. The Magen Avraham, and this is, I'll give you the issues involved. The Magen Avraham brings down that the iser in the wagon is maybe you'll pull off a branch from a tree to hit the horse. And so I would think here you're in the ocean. There are no trees he's in the river. I don't know if that's not necessarily true, right? When you go rafting in Bein HaZman and down the Jordan River, there are trees there. So if you're dealing with a little river, there could be trees. If you're out in the Atlantic, there's no trees. But you can't be out in the Atlantic if you're being drawn by horses on dry land. Maybe it's being drawn by dolphins. I think it's talking about animals. So here they want to say that the animals have to be very far away from the boat. If the boat is in the water and the animal's on dry land, and the boat is not stuck in the mud or on the sand at the beach. So there's a very large distance between the boat and the animal, and therefore you're not, it's not shaykh that you're going to have pull a stick to hit the animal, because the animal is very far away. That's what the Magen Avraham says over here. And the other issue, now, if the animal's yours, so it could be, there's a whole discussion about this, that there's a shvisas behema problem. So certainly the animal's not yours. If you're having the animal do the malacha, so that's machamer acha behemta. So some say, it's a goyish animal, and the goy is driving, and you're just sitting there as a passenger. Others say, it could be, if you're lamalim yasara tfachim, so it's not, it's no chil Shabbos. There's no tzchum problem, it could be there's no, I don't know, it's like a makom p'tur. There's no other problems, and therefore wouldn't even be a machamer. There wouldn't be a shvisas behema problem, there wouldn't be a machamer problem. I don't know, I'm not holding so well on this. That's what I just saw very briefly. And the other animal, there's an issur of being mishtamesh with an animal. So then they discuss tzdadin is also tzidin, like you can't use a tree, you can't use trees on Shabbos, you can't use animals on Shabbos. So there's something called tzdadin and something called tzidei tzdadin, which Bezrat Hashem we're going to get to. So here, because it's so far away, it could be it's considered tzidei tzdadin. There's also, why you not ride an animal on Shabbos? So part of it is because you're going to pull off a tree and hit the animal. No?
Sounds right.
Okay, that's Anyway, that's the Taz Magen Avraham over here. They give these three different chilukim between riding in a wagon and riding on a boat being drawn by animals. Either it's not sure for you to get out and walk and violate Yisrael Tzchumen, and here it's so far away from you that it's either considered tzidei tzdadin, it's not called using an animal, even though normally you're not allowed to use an animal, or you're not going to come to rip off the branch and hit the animal. Okay. Good, more or less. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in Yud Ches. Ein Yisrael Mashi Behemah. So what's the Lama? The Im Lo Haya Yisrael Ache Kegon B'Naharos Hanovim B'Lamala Me'asara. Right, so we have all these different reasons going back and forth. We have the Chil Shabbos reason, we have the Onik Shabbos reason, we have the Tchumen reason. So if you get out of all the other problems, the gam lo yitzarcha yisrael lasa malacha sham, so ain lasa lisa besfina, you don't have, there's no iser of going in a boat, hecha sha behemos moshchos hasfina, when the animals are pulling the boat, dia dome kili yoshe bekaron, that it should be similar to sitting in a wagon and the animals pulling the wagon, behemos moshchos haso the oser lo aminan hachi, we don't say that over here. The hasa matam shemi yachtoch zmora laniga, we're afraid you're going to pull off a branch from a tree to hit the animal. Aba hacha behemos holchos barochog mimena, but here the animals are far away from the boat. The akei mutter, and therefore it's going to be mutter, feel betoch shoshi yomim, and you don't have to worry about, even if it's within 3 days, that's assuming that you've solved the other problem. The chil Shabbos problem is no problem with chil Shabbos because this situation is not going to lead to Chil Shabbos, or there's no Onik Shabbos problem because it's not a big ocean, it's just a little river, and there's no seasickness on a river, or there's no Tchumen problem because it's Lamala Me'asara. Okay, that's really supposed to be this of Gimel, but I think we'll save it for tomorrow.